Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. International aid pours into Nepal following Saturday's deadly earthquake. The World Food Program is distributing food and medicine in Gorkha near the epicenter of that 7.8 magnitude earthquake that shook Nepal Saturday. The UN resident coordinator, Jamie McGoldrick, Wednesday in Kathmandu announced an appeal of more than $400 million to help pay for urgent supplies of food, water, sanitation, hygiene, and shelter.
Funding at this point in time is so critical to get the amount of money we need across those key sectors in order for us to deliver the humanitarian assistance at the level and the type that's required. And at the same time, to have the logistical support that's needed to address and carry the goods to the affected areas. It will be a real challenge because of the topography and terrain of this country. It will be a real challenge because of the effect of the impact of the earthquake on some of these roads. And this would be problematic.
Nearly 5,500 are known to have died from Saturday's quake. Some 11,000 were injured. Tens of thousands of others made homeless. A French search and rescue team pulled one man from his collapsed home in the capital where he'd been trapped for more than 80 hours. More street protests in Burundi Wednesday as demonstrators oppose President Pierre Nkurunziza's third term bid in June elections, insisting it violates the constitution that helped end a civil war. At least six people have been killed in clashes with police this week. The UN Security Council Wednesday appealed for calm. A U.S. official was to arrive in the capital of Bujumbura. In a Twitter statement, Tom Malinowski, Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, said he's disappointed Mr. Nkurunziza is violating the 2005 peace accord, but added it's not too late to stay on the path to peace and democracy. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has become the first Japanese leader to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. In remarks in English that marked the 70th anniversary of World War II, Mr. Abe expressed deep repentance Wednesday over Japan's role.
My dear friends, on behalf of Japan and the Japanese people, I offer with profound respect my eternal condolences to the souls of all American people that were lost during World War II.
Mr. Abe also urged passage of the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement, which he says will contribute to long-term peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told a New York audience Wednesday a nuclear agreement between his country and six world powers is an opportunity that should not be missed.
I believe it can be done. I believe it should be done. I believe it's an opportunity for all of us which should not be missed. I expect people to start working in good faith and move forward.
Mr. Zarif insisted his country will submit to the highest level of international transparency on its nuclear program and insisted that international sanctions be lifted within days of reaching a final agreement. Nigeria Wednesday said it is trying to identify nearly 300 girls and women rescued from camps in the Sambisa forest set up by the militant insurgent group Boko Haram. It's unclear whether any of them were among the more than 200 schoolgirls abducted by the group in April last year from the Borno state town of Chibok. Meanwhile, Niger Wednesday acknowledged nearly 50 of its soldiers and 30 civilians were killed over the weekend as troops battled Boko Haram fighters for control of Karamga Island on Lake Chad. It says nearly 160 militants also died in the fighting. Our island has been retaken by the army. French authorities say they've launched an investigation into allegations French soldiers sexually abused a number of children during a peacekeeping mission in Central African Republic last year. The activist group AIDS Free World said some 16 soldiers were accused of abusing 10 boys aged 8 to 15. If the accusations are proven true, the defense ministry promised the strongest penalties. Vietnam Thursday marked the 40th anniversary of the military victory that ended the Vietnam War and reunified the country under communist rule with a military parade, speeches, and fireworks. As top Communist Party officials looked on, thousands of flag-waving Vietnamese soldiers, war veterans, and others marched toward the center of Ho Chi Minh City, once known as Saigon. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.